Well, today's episode is on 4 mistakes to avoid when considering July 2023 circulars. So let's start. This summary highlights 4 important circulars issued in July 2023 regarding tax compliance. The first circular addresses the reconciliation of input tax credit, ITC, between GSTR 3B and GSTR 2A, outlining how changes in rules have impacted ITC claims. GST Circular No. 193/05/2023 clarifies the DBITC claim in GSTR 3B and GSTR 2A from 1 April 2019 to 31 December 2021. As you may recall, a new GSTR 2A matching concept was introduced on October 9, 2019. The government implemented Rule 36(4) of the CGST Rules, 2017, which stipulated that a taxpayer's IT credit claim in GSTR 3B should not exceed 20% of the ITC available in their GSTR 2A form. This limit of 20% was lessened to 10% from the 1st of January 2020, 5% from the 1st of January 2021. Subsequently, taxpayers encountered challenges as they began receiving numerous notices from the tax department in the form of ASMT 10, requesting explanations for discrepancies between GSTR 2A and GSTR 3B. It explains that, however, according to Rule 36(4) of CGST rules as applicable at the time of the said period, the said registered person was not permitted to claim the ITC in excess of an amount of 3 lakh rupees times 1.2 equals 3,60,000 rupees. The assessor is required to acknowledge the clarification provided via Circular No. 193 on representation to the authorities for the ITC mismatches. GST Sir No. 194/06/2023 provides guidance on TCS liability US 52 of the CGST Act, 2017 where more than one e-commerce supplier is concerned in one transaction. GST Circular No. 197/09/2023 clarification on refund-related problems. This ITC can pertain to either the January 2022 period or any period before it. It's important to note that this restriction applies to ITC from periods before January 2022, even though the reconciliation between GSTR 2B and GSTR 3B began on January 1, 2022. Various declarations have been adjusted to no longer mention Section 42 when filing refund forms. Furthermore, an explanation added to Rule 89(4) of the CGST Rules, 2017, is now necessary for determining the value of goods exported from India when calculating the GST refund amount in cases of export without payment of tax under a bond or LUT. GST Circular No. 198/10/2023 for clarifications on e-invoice issues. Additionally, some suppliers were issuing invoices to government entities that are registered solely for the purpose of deducting tax deducted at source, TDS, on goods and services tax, GST. There were uncertainties regarding whether registered individuals were required to issue e-invoices when supplying to such entities. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at https://blog.sajanfortech.com or call us at 0141-407-2000. Thanks for listening.